PSA, jet fuel can't melt dank memes. I apologize for subjecting you to that trash as our last song. Would anyone like to provide some colorful commentary, but not too colorful?
Blue.
Jason's just feeling colder than ever.
I set out.
Harambe's feeling colder than ever right now.
We set a Pokemon lure outside at the beginning of maybe the middle of the show, and we haven't been productive since.
We played music. We've been more productive than the usual bear.
But that's productive. I mean, that's a pretty low bar. I don't think that we really do much, do we?
Bears aren't that productive.
Bears? Yeah.
Bears are pretty productive. They catch honey and they catch honey and get salmon out of trees. They get salmon out of trees.
Aw, man. I remember when I caught my first salmon out of a tree.
Free salmon. All right, you've been listening to the Power Hour of Nonsense and WMFO.
Truly another
91.5. This is an episode of nonsense, and we decided to end on a note of pure, unadulterated nu metal straight out of 2004. Yeah. But unfortunately, it was recorded in 2016.
Yeah.
Not 2016. That song definitely came out in like 2013.
That doesn't help. It was this decade, and they're not Limp Bizkit or Hatebreed.
Hatebreed, you just lumped Hatebreed in with nu metal.
Born to breed, fighting to succeed, built to endure what this world throws at me. Shout out to Jamie Jass. Yo, shout out to Mortician, actually, for being...
Shout out to Ty.
Hatebreed Mortician Tour 1.
Shout out to Sid the Dude.
I'm pretty sure they played a show together.
The shouts mishmash out to the Wigglytuff I just caught.
Hey. ICP.
ICP. Whoop, whoop. Yo, shout out to Nails breaking up.
Oh, wait, what's up? Did they break up?
It's indefinite hiatus with no plans to record or play live again.
I don't understand.
They haven't clarified it either.
They just canceled it.
Full of Hell was like, yeah, we're not going to Europe anymore. We're sorry. And I'm like, Full of Hell could headline their own European tour. Personally.
Man.
Yeah, Nails hasn't posted anything on Facebook.
Weird. Good.
But yeah, apparently.
When you put out a 6 out of 10 wannabe Swedish death metal record, like, you deserve, you don't.
Those are some shots right there.
1v1 me IRL. The new Nails album is bad, and you should, if you think that's the best Nails album, you should feel bad.
Call the listener line and fight Jason on the air with your words.
Don't come. Abandon All Life is their best record.
DJ Harambe is
none happy with my statements.
Not having it.
DJ Harambe has to work tomorrow and wants to go to bed.
You heard it here first, folks. We're going to bed. Good night.
I don't believe in bed.
still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Deep. someone sets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Thank you. federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Back from outer space, I just walked in to find you here. send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy. See me in misery.
that turned us from lovers to friends. I'm thinking I should take that volume back up off the shelf and crack its weary spine and read to help remind myself. But if I move my place in mine, I'll lose.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
spaces. What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero. Another mindless crime. Behind the curtain.
the waterside, I will lay my head. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul. River, don't you take me, sing me sweet and sleepy. Sing me sweet and sleepy all the way back home. Mama, mama, many worlds I've gone since I first left home. Going home by the waterside, I will rest my bones. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.
WMFO
Medford. End of story.
Them ramps, 'cause when it comes